بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Throwing pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba. This is the fourth obligation in Hajj on the day of the sacrifice, Eid al-Adha. 7 pebbles must be thrown, not more, not less, and it is not permitted to throw anything other than pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba. When the pilgrim departs from Muzdalifah, it is obligatory to proceed to Mina to perform this obligation. The intention or niyyah would be, I am throwing 7 pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hijjatul Islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. The conditions for throwing pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba. 1. The pebbles must be thrown by hand, one at a time. 2. It is necessary that the pebbles hit the Jamara by being thrown at it and not merely depositing them there. 3. The throwing of the pebbles and hitting the Jamara both must be done by the pilgrim himself. So if the pebble was in his hand but was pushed, resulting the pebble reaching the Jamara, the obligation is not satisfied. However, there is no objection if the pebble hits something else and then hits the Jamara. 4. The throwing of pebbles must be done between sunrise and sunset. Ladies and others who are permitted to leave Muzdalifah at night may throw the pebbles at the Jamara at night during the eve of Eid. 5. If during the throwing of the pebbles the pilgrim doubts as to whether the pebbles struck Jamara or not, he must assume that it did not, unless he had already engaged himself in another obligation or it was already night when the doubt arose, in which case he must ignore the doubt. 6. Two matters are to be borne in mind regarding the pebbles. A. The pebbles must have been picked within the borders of the Haram and not from the Holy Mosque or the Mosque of Khif at Mina. And better still, they should have been picked in Muzdalifah. And B. As a matter of caution, they must not have been used for this purpose before. And it is recommended that they be colored, dotted, and soft, and of thickness of a finger, and at the time of throwing them, one should be standing on one's feet. 7. As a matter of caution, the pebbles must hit the Jamara up to its original height, and it is not sufficient to hit the extension and the elevation or the upper story of the Jamara. If it is not possible to hit the Jamara on the original area only, then the pilgrim may personally hit the extended portion and appoint an agent to hit the original portion on his behalf. In this regard, it is immaterial whether the action is deliberate or out of ignorance or oversight. 8. A pilgrim who cannot throw the pebbles personally, for example one who is sick or disabled, should appoint an agent to throw them on his behalf. If possible, it is preferable that he should be present at the site of the Jamarat to witness the actions of his agent. 9. If a pilgrim forgets to hit the pebbles on the day of Eid or omits to do so out of ignorance of the rule, he must correct the error by the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah whenever he remembers or learns of the rule. If he recalls or learns the rule at night, he must throw the pebbles the next day, unless he qualifies in the category permitted to throw them at night. If he recalls or learns after the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah, as a matter of caution, he should return to Mina and throw the pebbles and repeat the exercise in the following year personally or appoint an agent to do so on his behalf. If he recalls or learns the rule after departure from Makkah, there is no need to return to Mina, but in the following year he must either throw the pebbles personally or appoint an agent to do so on his behalf. The recommended acts of throwing pebbles at Jamarat. 1. One should be in the state of cleanliness or tahara. 2. Throw the pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba from the distance of 10 to 15 steps. 3. When throwing the pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba, face it with your back to the Qibla. But when throwing pebbles at Jamaratul Ula and Jamaratul Wusta, face the Qibla. And 4. Place the pebble on the rear of the thumb and push it with the nail of the index finger. The sacrifice of an animal or qurbani at Mina. This is the fifth obligation in Hajj at-Tamattu. It is obligatory that the sacrifice be made in Mina. Each pilgrim is obliged to make one sacrifice. As a matter of caution, the sacrifice must be made on the day of Eid. It is not necessary that the animal for sacrifice be slaughtered by the pilgrim personally. It is permissible to appoint an agent to do so, in which case the agent must make the intention on behalf of the owner of the sacrifice and not himself. Although, as a matter of caution, he must make the intention also. The agent must be a Muslim. The niyyah or intention would be, I offer this sacrifice for hajjat tamattu, for hijjatul islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. Conditions of sacrifice of an animal. 1. The sacrifice must be made during the day. 2. It is obligatory as a matter of caution that it be made after throwing the pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba. But if one does so before throwing of pebbles because he forgot or did not know the rule, it is still valid and does not need to be repeated. 3. If the pilgrim forgets or omits to make the sacrifice on the day of Eid for any other reason or ignorance of the rule, then it is obligatory to do so by the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. But if the cause persists, it may be delayed to the end of Dhul-Hijjah. As a matter of caution, the sacrifice must not be made at night except by those who are fearful. 4. It is obligatory that the animal of sacrifice be either a camel, a cow, a goat, or a sheep. It is not permissible to sacrifice a camel unless it has completed the age of 5 years and has entered the sixth. If it is a cow or a goat, it must have completed 2 years and, as a matter of caution, entered the third. And if it is a sheep, it must have completed the 7th month and entered the 8th. As a matter of caution, it must have completed 1 year and entered the 2nd. If after the sacrifice the pilgrim learns that the age of the animal was less than that required, the sacrifice is not proper and will have to be made again. 5. It is necessary that all the parts of the animal of sacrifice be sound. It must not be blind, lame, without ears, or with damaged horns, etc. Also, it should not be castrated unless another one is not found. It should not be weak, sick, very old, or diseased. There is no objection if its ears are injured or perforated, although, as a matter of caution, they must be clear of such defects. 6. If a pilgrim purchases a seemingly sound animal without any deformity and later discovers that it has a defect, it will be sufficient as a sacrifice. 7. If possible, the conditions for sacrifice mentioned previously should be fulfilled, but if a condition cannot be fulfilled, a pilgrim should fulfill as many of them as possible. 8. If an animal of sacrifice is slaughtered in the belief that it is fat, but it transpires that it is weak, it will still be sufficient and another need not be purchased and slaughtered. And finally, 9. If there is a doubt that an animal is weak but is slaughtered in the name of Allah and it transpires that it is fat and sound, it will be sufficient for the sacrifice. The same rule applies if the pilgrim doubts after the sacrifice if the sacrifice was made in Mina or outside the boundary of Mina. However, if the doubt is whether he sacrificed an animal at all, then if it arose after shaving the head or taqsir, the doubt should be ignored. Otherwise, he needs to return to Mina and make a sacrifice there. The recommended acts during making sacrifice. 1. This should be the order of preference. Camel, cow, and then a male sheep. 2. The sacrificial animal should be fat and fleshy. 3. The animal be slaughtered by the pilgrim himself, but if he cannot, he should hold the knife in his hand, and the person slaughtering the animal should hold the hand of the pilgrim. And there is no objection if the pilgrim holds the hand of the one slaughtering the animal. The distribution of the sacrifice. As a matter of caution, 1/3 of the sacrifice must be given in charity to the needy faithful, 1/3 to the faithful as a gift, and 1/3 can be eaten by the owner. It is not obligatory to hand over the 1/3 to the poor personally, but it is permissible to hand it to one's agent, even if the agent is the owner of the sacrifice himself, who would distribute it according to the instructions of the pilgrim, whether gift it to another person or sell it or abandon it. It is not necessary that the sacrifice be physically divided in 3 parts. It is enough if he gives 1/3 undivided share of it in charity, 1/3 undivided share of it as a gift, and eats a portion from the remaining 1/3 himself. Halaq and taqsir. This is the sixth obligation in Hajj at-Tamattu. It is not permissible to perform this obligation before Eid day or even on its eve, except for those who are fearful. As a matter of caution, halaq or taqsir should be done during day after throwing the pebbles and making the sacrifice. But if it precedes both or either of them by oversight or ignorance of the rule, then there is no need to repeat it. Men have the option between halaq, which is shaving of the head, and taqsir, clipping hair or nails. However, shaving of the head is preferred. Halaq is not permissible for ladies and taqsir is specified for them. The niyyah or intention would be, I perform halaq or taqsir for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hijjatul Islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. If a pilgrim opts to shave his head but fears that the barber will injure his head, it is not permissible for him to shave, but he should crop his hair with a machine, or he must perform taqsir first and then have his head shaved. Note, after halaq or taqsir, all the matters which had been forbidden during ihram become permissible, except intimacy with one's spouse, perfume, and hunting. Intimacy with one's spouse is not confined to intercourse only, but applies to all types of enjoyment which are forbidden during ihram. The recommended acts of shaving the head. 1. The shaving be done from the front to the back. 2. The hair be buried in one's tent in Mina. And 3. After shaving of the head, hair from the beard and mustache and nails be also clipped.